morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Melissa Enan, and she's a troop leader with Scouts here in the area, and we're going to talk about popcorn. So good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's popcorn sales time. So what's happening?
Well, it's our annual popcorn campaign. Most folks know that's our main fundraiser for the year for Scouting, and I think the best part is that 70% of the money paid stays to benefit local Scouts, whether it's to help upkeep of the camps that we go and use, to program supplies, that type of thing. So I think it's one of the better, if not the best, return for their money. It's it's a lot of the cost of the popcorn goes back to the boys.
And so, yeah, that's really good to know, because the price is probably a little higher than you could go.
It
who
is.
Who knows where to find it. But it's also very good quality.
It is. It's a they call it a gourmet popcorn. It's Trails End popcorn. And we've been selling that type for, I think it's over 50 years now. They've partnered with Scouts, so it's nationwide. They Trails End goes and sells. So it's very, very good.
Yes. Addicting almost.
It is.
So if a Boy Scout, Cub Scout comes to your door, and what is he going to offer? What are the selections?
Well, that's another good thing. There's a wide variety. It starts from $9, which is we always call it the old-fashioned popping corn, the stuff that you have to pop yourself. And then there's anything from microwave popcorn to caramel corn. And then there's some bigger gift boxes that are also available, too.
See, aren't there some that have nuts in them, too?
Yes, there's a caramel corn with almonds, cashews, and pecans.
Oh.
And then a chocolate-covered popcorn. And then, of course, one of the new things they brought back by popular demand was the microwave kettle corn. So we had lots of people excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new product that we have is a white chocolate-covered pretzel, which we've been hoping that they would have something that wasn't popcorn, because a lot of folks can't do the popcorn. So we're hoping that that'll go over well as a different alternative.
Now, as I recall, some of the packaging is sort of interesting, too.
Yes, they changed it all last year to be more green, as Boy Scouts are trying to be help with conservation efforts. And so they got rid of the tins, and it's all in resealable packages, which keeps it fresher longer, and less packaging, and just better on the environment. So,
And I think you said something about they're honoring military, or there's a special...
Yep, there's a special program that Scouts started. We've had it for a couple years. It just really seems to have taken off now. You can make a donation, and what we do is the popcorn is purchased, and then it's given to military families, and then some is sent overseas to the actual men and women serving. So we've gotten some great feedback from those folks, how appreciative and fun it was to get something different. And it's a way to help support Scouts and support the military at the same time. So we think
so
that's
a neat... Well, I don't eat any of that stuff at my house. You go, you can do it as a gift.
Yes. Yep. That is right.
So another opportunity. And that's good to be entrepreneurial, look for all those different kinds of opportunities. And I think that's one of the things that the Scouts are learning.
Yes. It shows them selling popcorn. It gets them out there, and they learn a lot from, walking up to someone who they don't know. And speaking, and it just builds a lot of confidence, and it's fun to watch them learn, and when they first start and then they get older, how they mature, and I think it helps them a lot.
Mm-hmm. What age do you work with?
I'm with the troop, so we have sixth graders on up to like 17. Once they turn 18, they are too old at that point, but I'm with those boys, and then the Cub Scouts are from first grade up through fifth.
Okay. So if somebody said, well, I have a boy that might be interested, what do they need to do? How do they find out more?
Well, they can contact me, or they can contact Dave Miller for the troop, and Trish Mundorf would be the contact for the Cub Scouts.
Okay.
And they'll help you get all signed up and ready to go.
And I'm assuming if you want some details, you could always go online and just put in Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts.
Yes,
and
you can.
They could find out a lot of information that way.
Yes, they actually have just started I believe it's a Google search that will take you to a special place that will give you the contact information, phone numbers, and emails. We are in the Mid-America Council, so we have a website as well that if you can find that, you can usually find it and then find the contact information from there.
Is there a fee for joining?
There are dues that each unit charges for the troop. That money goes to, that's the only thing they pay throughout the whole year. Everything, all the activities except for summer camp are all included and paid for with that. And so that's why popcorn is so important, is because that's the money we use to run throughout the whole year. Mm-hmm. So
where are some of the camps that you go to?
Well, this last summer we went clear up to northeast Iowa, up close to Strawberry Point, to a camp called CS Kloss. But our main, what we call our home summer camp, would be Camp Cedars over by Fremont, Nebraska. That's our council camp, and we go there every other year. So the off years, we go somewhere different to give the boys a little change of pace and some different different things that are offered at some of those different camps.
Do you do any little local camps, like at
we
Sunnyside?
Do. Sometimes we camp with the Cub Scouts at Sunnyside, and we also go to Little Sioux Scout Ranch frequently. And then here this month, we're going to be going, we'll have our fall campery with all of our district at Lake Anita. So that's the first time we've gone there. And there's just different places. Swan Lake, they have camps there sometimes too. And so we just go where they schedule. It's fun to go different places.
Uh-huh. We're visiting with Melissa Enan about scouting and about the popcorn sales. But Melissa, how often do they meet? How often do your troop meet?
Our troop meets two Sundays a month. Usually it's the second and fourth Tuesday, Sunday, unless of holidays, that type of thing. Sometimes it's rearranged a little bit, but those are our normal meeting dates, or the second and fourth Sundays.
And you probably don't go camping all of those times. What are some of the other things you do when you meet?
Well, we work on merit badges, advancement things. The older boys help the younger boys to get some of the things done that they need to move up in their ranks. We'll help some of the older boys with their Eagle projects at different times, maybe not on meeting nights, mm-hmm. but we sometimes will go to hockey games or different day camps. We just did a 50-mile bike ride last Sunday up by from Panora to Adele and back. So there's just lots of different opportunities that we take the boys and let them experience.
So they may not always know all the things that are going to happen when they join up, but it's always going to be interesting and exciting, it sounds like to me.
Yes.
Do you have any Eagle Scouts presently, or those who are working on becoming Eagle Scouts?
We have several that are working on it right now. One boy has his paperwork in, and he'll be having his board of review here shortly. We've got another one that's almost ready to go, and then I believe there's two, maybe three more that'll be coming up here within the next probably 6 months to get theirs finished. So
what are some of the kind of projects they're working on?
Well, the one repainted the fencing and did some repairs out at the cemetery out on the east side of town. The one boy built some shelving for the Little Lambs preschool and redid that room for them.
Most of these are very community-oriented projects.
Yes, they have to be a nonprofit type organization, something community-based. They can't do a project for scouting. It has to be, it's a leadership role that they're supposed to take, and planning and executing and making sure everything gets done the way it's supposed to be done, and fill out the paperwork. There's always paperwork. So they usually put in quite a few hours, and the other boys in the troop can help, family members help, and it's a good experience for them too to actually be in charge and learn what it's like to have to get other people to get the job done.
How to delegate sometimes is frustrating, but really important thing to learn. Melissa, as you work with young people, are there some things that you've just seen a boy or a boy here that going, this is a change I've seen?
I think the neatest thing for me is when those boys first join our troop, they cross over, we call it a crossover, and they're so little, and they just, you wonder how they're ever going to make it compared to some of the other boys, but watching them grow, and then before you know, at a blink of an eye, they're the older boys teaching the younger boys, and it's just amazing to me how they grow and mature and become very fine young men.
And it would seem to me that that's one of the advantages of an organization like that. In school, you're sort of with your own classmates. This way, they get that experience of being with other ages.
Yes. Yep. Sometimes the older boys get a little, impatient maybe with the younger ones. They forget what it's like. But those younger ones, they watch every move that they make, and they really have a big role in what they're supposed to do and how they learn. Mm-hmm. And so that's fun.
Big impact. Well, remind us again of what's happening right now as your major fundraiser.
Yes, popcorn sales. We started October 1st, and we go through the 29th of October. So they'll be out yet for a while, trying to raise money. And they also get a part of the sales that they make in their own scout accounts to help them pay for their own way and pay for camps and that type of thing too.
So Melissa, do you have a phone number if somebody wants
sure, to? Sure. Yes. It's 254-2689.
2689. Okay. And until next time, we're just thinking about the Boy Scout model, which is be prepared.